a fighting program for the 5th of May elections. The Socialist Party is part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, an anti-austerity electoral alliance including the RMT Transport Union. TUSC will be standing hundreds of candidates in the mayor local elections, as an alternative to the establishment parties, whose cuts to jobs and services are attempting to make the working class pay for the crisis of capitalism. Below, Jane Nellist explains how we can start to challenge the system that is attacking our communities by refusing to implement cuts, utilizing the huge resources that councils have, and building a movement to win more resources we need to tackle the crisis. It's very hard to believe that we live in the fifth richest country in the world when you witness daily the absolute, abject poverty that millions are forced to endure. And it's getting worse. Even the capitalist media is full of stories of how our communities are suffering. Life is a huge struggle for an increasing number of families and vulnerable members of our society. People are running out of options to be able to house, feed and eat themselves and their families adequately. Many of these people are in work, with some holding down more than one job. Inequality, the biggest problem that is driving this epidemic of misery, is that we live in a country with a huge imbalance of wealth. Inequalities permeate throughout society. And while the rich are getting richer, it's at the expense of the poor and increasingly the middle class, who are being ground down with more cuts and hardship. The gap between the richest in society and the rest of us has widened over a 10-year period, according to the Office for National Statistics. The wealthiest 10% of households held 43% of all the wealth in Britain in the latest period. In comparison, the bottom 50% just 9%. After 12 years of austerity, the cost of living crisis, forced on us by this Tory government, and with the lack of any real opposition or alternative from Starmer's Labour Party, is sucking away our dignity. All of this comes on the back of a pandemic that has had, and is still having, a brutal impact on our communities and services, especially our National Health Service, NHS. The leadership of the Tory party, who partied while we stuck to the rules, and mourned those who died from COVID, have shown they just don't care about the lives of the majority. But we need to nail the lie that there is no money to tackle the crisis. The country's overall wealth has grown in value by 84%, or £3.8 trillion, over the last decade, while property has increased in value by £2.1 trillion, 61%. But at the same time, millions of people are having to make choices about eating, or even the type of food to buy, which doesn't require lengthy cooking times, because they can't afford the huge hike in energy costs. What a disgrace that we have more food banks than branches of McDonald's. Yet, food banks are increasingly turning people away because they cannot keep up with the massive increase in demand. Recent figures suggest that 9% of the population will be forced to turn to food banks. This, at a time when there are a growing number of millionaires and billionaires. The steep rise in the cost of food, energy, and fuel is creating conditions the likes of which we have not witnessed for decades, see page 12. Rampant inflation, coupled with the cuts to the NHS, council service cuts, social care and benefit cuts, will leave many of us without any safety net at all. On the 1st of April this year, tax credits and benefits, including pensions, went up by just 3%, well short of inflation, now running at 8%, and rising. However, food, transport, and childcare are areas of household spending that impact those on low wages or benefits greater. For example, it is estimated that average food costs could rise by 15% this year. No amount of household budgeting is going to solve this crisis. This is why we urgently need to build a political alternative capable of providing what our communities need now. We need to demand that local councils start to mitigate the huge cost of living crisis by utilizing all the resources and means they have to protect our communities. So how can we do this? For a start, councils are not powerless. What is lacking are elected representatives who are prepared to fight and organize. TUSC candidates are prepared more than ever for that fight, because it is our communities who are being hit hard. Labour councillors, however, instead of fighting for the class they are supposed to represent, the working class, have abdicated their responsibility, while shedding crocodile tears. Indeed, they have willingly carried out Tory government cuts, with little or no resistance. We say, enough is enough. TUSC candidates have pledged to fight back against cuts and inequality, and I'm one of them. Local councils are still responsible for over one-fifth of all public spending. Despite huge, decades-long, cuts in central government funding, which councils have disgracefully accepted unchallenged, councils still hold billions of pounds in usable reserves. The amount held in local authority reserves in England has increased to £29 billion this year from £19 billion in 2019-20. Those reserves could immediately be used to invest in services that our communities need now. Borrowing powers. Councils also have borrowing capacities which they could utilize to start plugging the holes in our service provision. For example, the trade unions have been urging Labour councillors in Coventry to mount a city-wide campaign to win back resources that have been stolen from our city over the years. But it has fallen on deaf ears, and these councillors have continued to just manage the decline and impose cuts on the services for our most vulnerable communities. What is shocking is that, as our services have been cut, Coventry Council has invested millions of pounds of our money, buying businesses such as a waste company, and one of the most expensive hotels in the Midlands for millions of pounds. This waste company is now being used to undermine the council's own workforce, especially Coventry refuse drivers who are striking to achieve the proper pay rate for the job. This union struggle is being replicated across the country. TUSC members across the country have also been organizing campaigns to adopt a people's budget. This entails identifying areas of spending that could immediately be implemented, and which would begin to relieve the pressure on our communities, while organizing and building a national fight back against the Tory government. TUSC has produced comprehensive briefing lists of some of the ways this could be carried out by councils now, using their reserves and borrowing powers to temporarily finance them, while launching a mass campaign locally and nationally, building the pressure for extra funding from central government.